Summertime is, I think, just about as busy as when school is in full force and football season's going on. We are rehabbing buildings. We're hiring faculty. We are recruiting students. We are working on research proposals. And, you know, it just seems like the work never ends. And then, of course, we're in a place where we're making significant cuts. We've had 3 cuts in 18 months, and you know, that work has to be done, figuring out how you make ends meet. So we spent a lot of time really working to make certain that we stay as affordable and accessible as possible. So it's been a really busy summer.
And that's what it's going to be like from all other summers. You have kids on campus going to class still, and you got stuff to do.
Yeah, and we have large enrollments on all of our campuses in the summertime, and we have, it's a kind of a neat opportunity to give students really interesting and productive internship opportunities. And so, busy summer, but a really good summer. And I'm glad students are back in. 53,000 students or so. You walk down the sidewalks and it's packed, and there's this energy. And football season is here, and it's an exciting time. It's one of my favorite times of the year, the first week of school and then commencements. You know, those are two really fun times for a university president.
One of the biggest stories to come out this summer was the $92 million contract renewal from the Air Force, from the anti-terrorism research. Tell us more on that.
Yeah, so, you know, I think many Nebraskans probably don't know the work that the University of Nebraska does for the Department of Defense in terms of keeping our warfighters safe and really working on ensuring national security. And at the end of the day, it's really keeping Nebraskans safe. And so our mission for the Department of Defense is to combat weapons of mass destruction. So that means biological, radiological, chemical, nuclear, and cyber. And we do work with all parts of the Department of Defense. So STRATCOM in Omaha is our sponsor for the Department of Defense. Because of the way we're set up, we can do research across all of the Department of Defense. So we do a lot of work with Special Operations Command. We do work with Africa Command. We do work with BARDA and DITRA and USAMRID and Cyber Command. Really across the spectrum. I mean, the Pentagon has UNO, for example, on speed dial when it comes to all things social media for ISIS. And so it's really pretty interesting work. And for the Nebraskan out there, you got to be pretty excited to know that your university is pitching in on the war on terror. We're really doing good work to keep Americans safe.
We wish we didn't have to, but it's important. You have to do it. You have to be involved.
You have to do it, and we are happy to do it. This research grant that we just received was a $92 million 5-year maximum. It's the largest research grant in the history of the university. But the good news is that on top of that is that already this year we already have $60 million worth of work, which means that the Department of Defense is going to raise that $92 million limit a number of times over if we're doing $60 million in the first year. And so it's an exciting time to be a part of the university. The university is doing really good and important research, both for the Department of Defense and for Nebraskans.
State Fair is underway. I'm sure Grand Island's a hot spot for the next week or so, and Extension has a prominent role in the exhibits, and I know we really rely on our extensions around here, and they're pretty key, aren't they? They're pretty important.
Extension was born almost at the same time that the university was born, more than 100 years ago, and the work that Extension does today is as important as it was when the land-grant institutions across this country began. I often talk about some of the specific work that we do. So, for example, there's a faculty member named Julie Peterson that is on faculty at our research center in North Platte. She is one of the world-leading experts on Western bean cutworm. She is the work that she is doing is absolutely saving farmers in the state hundreds of millions of dollars because, you know, as you know, Western bean cutworm is the primary pest of corn, not just in Nebraska, but all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. And so She's developed an app that farmers can use to know exactly when to put pesticide on and what type and when. She's researching these, you know, not microscopic, but very, very small wasps that actually eat the larvae of the western bean cutworm. And so, you know, I could give you those kinds of stories every day. And so that work goes from the laboratory through the extension agents out to the farmers and ranchers. And so it's a marriage that was set up the right way a long time ago, and that marriage is just as important today as it ever was.
They probably don't get enough credit, do they?
They really don't get enough credit for the work that they do. And it's not, you know, I could tell you about Steve Basinger, for example, who is a wheat breeder that is responsible for so many variety of wheat crops. I could tell you about the entomologist up in Scotts Bluff that is an expert in things like, you know, dry beans and looking at sunflowers and you know, and the various pests there. We have, as we speak, a group of researchers in Sweden at the World Water Conference. We have one of the leading entities in the world when it comes to managing water. You know, in my view, I think one of the biggest national security risks that our children and grandchildren are going to face is going to be caused by water and food insecurity. Mm-hmm. We live on a planet that 7.5 billion people. Over the next 25 years, we're going to go to 9.2 billion people. We're going to have to produce more food with less water, and that really leaves our children to be sort of the next greatest generation. And when you think about that challenge and you think about how well Nebraskans have managed water, and really it's been with the advice and help of really smart faculty members at the University of Nebraska, we're taking that expertise on the road around the world. Because we can't just say, let's just take care of things in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Hungry people and thirsty people aren't reasonable people. And so, you know, again, it's work. We are doing work that is really making a difference, not only here in Nebraska and across our great country, but really around the world.
We mentioned State Fair, but I'm sure you're traveling the entire state for this week.
I'm hitting a lot of the state. Mm-hmm. Left early this Monday morning, and we'll get back into Lincoln Friday afternoon. And really meant to be an amount of time where we can get out and visit with Nebraskans, talk to legislators, see faculty members that we don't get to see every week or every month, talk about what's on folks' mind, understand how we can better meet the needs of Nebraskans, talk to, you know, high school principals and superintendents and talk about how we can better connect with them and make certain that their students see the University of Nebraska as a really viable option, even if you're 3 hours from the closest campus. And so really building those relationships, understanding what Nebraskans are thinking, making certain that we're being responsive to them is really important to us.
150 years for the Lincoln campus in February. That's big.
Long time. Mm-hmm. Founded, you know, shortly after the founding of the state. There's been a long, long partnership between the state of Nebraska and the University of Nebraska. And I mentioned it earlier today, but or on the radio here. But that partnership has been important to the future of the state. And I think it's as important 150 years in as it was on year one.
I'm sure got some events you're going to commemorate this in February, take it, right?
Yeah, we are planning any number of events and to really celebrate what's going on here. The campus is, designing videos and taglines. And really, this is as much, you know, we obviously want to reflect on the past. But more importantly, we want to look over the horizon and really think about, you know, how we get better. So reflect for a moment, but really look to the future and think about, you know, what is the vision to make certain that today's sons and daughters of farmers and ranchers across this great state have access and opportunity and the ability to earn a degree at a reasonable price. 70% of all jobs in the next decade will require some sort of education beyond high school. And, you know, we think that much of that should be at the University of Nebraska.
And with that, then you want to keep them here in Nebraska, don't you?
We absolutely want to keep them here in Nebraska. We spend a lot of time visiting with business leaders across the state, trying to really understand what their employment needs are. And I hear employers say all the time, Hank, we have three issues. Number one is workforce. Number two is workforce. And okay, by the way, if you're not listening, number three is workforce. And so a lot of our students leave, and they leave for a number of reasons. But we're really working hard to connect our students to Nebraska businesses, and we're also trying to recruit businesses from outside of the state to bring them here so that our students, when they graduate, have options, can choose to stay here if they would like.
And as far as you touched on enrollment, 52,000, 53,000, and there are kids from all over the state, every county, and we've got them right here in our area too.
We have students from every county in Nebraska. We have students from every state in the nation, and we have students from more than 100 countries. You know, I am one of those who thinks that the diversity of our country is what makes us the greatest country on planet Earth. We embrace that diversity. We learn from each other. I think you learn from people who don't look like you or sound like you or come from the same places. It's what makes us great. And we think that giving our students, making certain that they are exposed to people literally from around the world, because this world is absolutely shrinking, and we need to know how to not just work with people that are from McCook. You know, we need to know how to work from people who are from Thailand and from Russia and from you name the place, because in their work world, they are probably going to be interacting with people from around the world. And what better laboratory than a university to get to expose them to those opportunities?
You're going to be meeting with our Senator Dan Hughes from our district, and with what's going on with the cuts. You kind of mentioned it earlier, and legislative session in January. You guys are keeping an eye on what the legislatures or guys are doing, aren't you?
Yeah. So the members of the legislature have really heavy lift. They've had really heavy lifting to do over the past couple of years. Our economy is not where any of us want it to be. Commodity prices aren't where we want them to be. Always concerns about property taxes is a real issue that legislators are dealing with. All that I can do is to do my best to help policymakers understand the importance of the University of Nebraska in the lives of Nebraskans. State government spends a lot of money on a lot of things, but there are no entities in the state that when you give someone a dollar, they give you $6 back. And that is the return on investment that the University of Nebraska is. And so if you were investing your own private money, and I said, if you give me a dollar at the end of the year, I'll give you $6 back, that's a pretty good investment. Not many people, you can't find that kind of return anywhere else. And so you got to balance that with all the needs of the state, but you also have to bet on a winner, so to speak. And so, it's a good investment. There is nothing else in this country that transforms, that alters an individual's trajectory like a college education. And it is important that we are saying that to every young person in the state, that we are investing in the state of Nebraska, in the University of Nebraska, in a way that allows us to continue to be the kind of affordable institution that every student, the students from McCook and from Omaha, can afford to attend.
Finally, we all thrive on sports, you included. You're going to be, I'm sure, front row and center for this Saturday, 7 o'clock kickoff against Akron, aren't you?
I am glad that football season is here. I'm going to meet up with 90,000 of my closest friends on Saturday night and cheer on the Huskers. And, obviously happy to have Scott Frost back, spend a good bit of time with Scott. And he's just a quality young man. He's brought a really good, talented coaching staff with him to Lincoln. Clearly loves the place, is passionate about it, and it's fun to watch the excitement grow among Nebraskans as we get closer and closer to kickoff. So 6 days left.
You bet. And I know you keep an eye on what's happening in Nebraska-Kearney, Nebraska-Omaha, all their sports as well, don't you?
Yeah, it's absolutely. I'll be out there Thursday night for the kickoff at Kearney, hosting a tailgate out there. We'll be visiting with folks from around the state who are Loper fans, and I'm a huge Loper fan, and I'm looking forward to spending the day in Kearney and watching a football game, and really sort of enjoying all that sort of embodies the college experience.